Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All righty. Matt Steinmetz, Darryl, the Guru Johnson with you. That was Steph Curry. We had an opportunity to talk to Steph Curry yesterday, and here's how the interview went.
All right, everybody, we're joined by Steph Curry, the point guard of the Golden State Warriors.
You see what I deal with, Steph?
And he has been for over a decade. Steph, it was a year ago we came in here and talked to you. You guys obviously went on a championship run. It's been a little different this year, but, I mean, do you think you guys got a run in you?
Absolutely. I mean, like you said, this has been an interesting year. Some highs, a lot of lows, and, you know, just trying to figure out who we are, what our identity is. And we obviously have maintained confidence and faith that we can peak at the right time. And if we get into a playoff series with whoever, that we're tough to beat. And then it's just about who can play and get the, you know, four wins and then do it over again. So it's always been the recipe. Last year was an amazing journey, an amazing run. This year we've had guys in a lot of different roles and, you know, some newcomers, and for us to be the champs and have to take everybody's best shot all year, and some self-inflicted wounds that we've had, games that we should have won. So with all that said, absolutely. We feel like we are a team that's a force when we're locked in on, you know, a specific task of trying to beat a team four times in a playoff series. And, you know, obviously we need to get there and finish this year strong and hopefully stay out the play-in, but that remains the same.
Now, Steph, last time we saw you, we talked about the Jackals. You said you keep receipts. You shut everybody up. And I know it's a team game, but do you just sometimes think about, if you win this one, if y'all get it done, you, from a personal standpoint, would have five. That would put you past LeBron, up there with Kobe and Duncan. How do you not think about that?
I mean, that's why we work. It's not that you think about you definitely understand the list that it puts you in every time you get, you know, another one. And understanding, like, the historical context of it all. But that, you know, is the motivation is always just how much better can I get individually. It sounds cheesy as hell, but it's like literally how much better can I get? What is the challenge of this season? And, you know, to that first question, do we have a belief that we can do it? And until proven otherwise, absolutely. So whatever that comes with that, you know, hopefully a potential accomplishment, and, you know, the greats that have, you know, been champions over and over and over again, and the five-timer list or whatever it is, you imagine what it would feel like. But the motivation is just always what you can do. So that's why, you know, continue to try to play at this level and be grateful for the opportunity that, even at 14 years in and the level that I'm trying to play at, that is a really realistic, you know, goal. Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry joining us on 95.7 The Game. One of the themes this year has been, you know, the old guys meshing with the young guys, and then there's, you know, the word disconnect has come up. What I want to ask you is, you know, when you, Draymond and Clay came into the league, you were lucky in a way because you got drafted by a team where you could play right away. Young players now get drafted by the Warriors, they can't play right away. How difficult is it for a young player, both coming onto a great team, but also coming onto a team that plays differently than any other team in the league?
both difficult challenges, but then I'd ask myself, and I mean, you can ask those guys. We all have different journeys, and you know, how we got here, me, Draymond, Clay, and you know, I guess me starting with some rough years in my rookie year, second year dealing with injuries, all that type of stuff. If you told me I was coming into a team that legit could, you know, be in a postseason and was chasing a championship, I feel like I would have that same, you know, adrenaline rush and excitement about what it would require of me to do that. I know that's not, it's not easy. I'm not saying that. It's just, if you think about playing basketball at the highest level and what you're playing for and having realistic chances to chase championships, like that to me is all that really matters. I know, you know, human nature says I want to prove myself, and you know, some guys have different motivations and goals, and our young guys have been amazing in terms of their approach and dealing with, you know, the struggles of championship expectations and aspirations. Yeah. And growing up in front of a fan base that has, you know, extremely high expectations because, you know, we've been in that environment for, you know, in the last 7 years. So it's interesting to live in that space because it's what's required right now. We have a core that's been through the ringer and has shown that we can win at the highest level, but we do need those guys to take those leaps to keep us in that conversation. And, you know, my message to everybody is, you know, it's all worth it. Mm. And, you know, everybody's going to shine if you bring, you know, your best effort to, you know, do what coach is asking you to do, understand how we play. There's a little bit of sacrifice involved, but I think the benefit at the end is worth everything. And you'll be well suited to understand what winning basketball is like for the rest of your career. A lot of guys don't ever experience that. So, it's kind of whatever you kind of buy into.
Steph, let me ask you this. He kids me every day because I come in. We got a saying on the show. I react to new information. You know, if it's a good day or a bad day, I'm just going to keep it real. And he's like, nah, you can't do that. But I'm like, I'm human.
Right.
So let's just say there is no Wiggins. Jordan Poole, he gets, I think, overly criticized. And then I give him his flowers. Like last year, you know, he was phenomenal. He did a great job. But he's so, like, the fan base is torn. Do you ever put yourself in his shoes knowing that, okay, here's a young player, he made the strides, and there you are, the Splash Brothers, two of the best shooters. Do you ever, like, pull him to the side to kind of guide him? Like, do you see any young Steph Curry and Jordan Poole? Because he gets a lot of hate when it's bad and a lot of love when it's good.
And all of that is a part of the experience because what I try to tell him is, you know, you're on this in this stage because you helped us win a championship last year. I know Clay the other night pointed at a
banner. I love that.
And that's real talk, but it's also people talk about you because they think you're great, and you either the attention that you get or Clay, you know, hyping you up in that type of press conference is because we all feel that, you know, your value, whether people rock with you or not, whatever it is, and how volatile it is on a day-to-day basis. That's all a part of the NBA experience. Me, Clay, Draymond, we went through all of that before we were champions. You know, mine was, you know, injury-based, or could I be a point guard, or could I lead a team, or was I strong enough, and this and that. You show little bright spots, and then you fall on your face, and you show some bright spots, fall on your face. It's just now with championship, you know, flavor around here, like it's magnified, you know, a hundredfold.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so, like, again, in his first 4 years, he's had an unreal experience. He's been, you know, first round draft pick to
G League
to coming back, helping us, you know, finish out that condensed season, 15-5. He was a part of that rotation, was playing amazing, to becoming a starter the next year before Clay got back, to being a reserve and having to figure it out, to then helping the championship run. Like, that's a crazy experience in 4 years. And this year's been tough for him, like emotionally, you know, trying to, you know, manage his expectations and getting to that next level. And it just comes with the territory. You know, thankfully we got the contract done, so he's taken care of on that front, and the expectations continue to rise because of that. It's all a part of it, but how he responds, and you've seen the way he's been playing all year, that shows you who he is. And there's still got to be growth because we all, you know, feel like we can all get better. You know, the way we think the game, the way, you know, we physically show our, you know, show out there on the court. So it's all a part of it.
I love it.
And we've all been through it.
This is like the first time in a long time that you guys have had a little bit of uncertainty that you know is coming up, whether it's Bob's contract, whether Draymond's going to opt out or not. you know, I'm not asking what, if you know or not. What I'm asking is, if there is that uncertainty, how does that play into, is that, are you conscious of that during this season, that there might be some changes going into next season that at least will be more dramatic than any in the last 10 years?
I think we can all acknowledge and keep it real that had we not won a championship last year, it might have been a little bit, those questions would have been a lot more every day, I guess. Yeah. But, you know, when you prove that you can win, then you kind of can hold off the dogs in terms of, you know, how hard it is to do what we've done and keep this together for as long as we have. And I still feel like we can. I still feel like, you know, obviously we understand how important Bob is. We understand how important, you know, coaches, you know, our core, Draymond, Clay, myself, and, you know, Andre, even though he's had a rough year with injuries and whatnot, he's been extremely valuable behind the scenes and helping, you know, maintain our culture. But it's proven that it can win, and you don't really mess with that. So I feel like as long as we can continue to prove that, it makes the conversation a little bit easier. But we know, like, it's a business. We all, I got that. I'm not the first person to say that or acknowledge it. So it's just a matter of making sure that there's trust and, you know, a singular focus on what we need to control now or what we have under our control now in terms of trying to win at the highest level and then let the rest kind of settle when that time comes.
I got to believe each season is its own entity.
Absolutely.
And last year you guys started off 18-2, no matter where you at, home or away. But, Steph, talk to us about the road woes. You know, is that something that you guys talk about while you're on the road? Is that, like, been the biggest title of the jam when you think about and look back on this regular season as it comes to a conclusion?
Honestly, I'm still confused about it. I don't really
understand. What happens? And what's not happening?
Yeah, early in the year, you know, we had I think the expectations from last year to this year, and you realize, you know, we had four guys who were a part of the rotation in the playoffs that weren't here. Belly, Otto, GP at the time, and D Lee, yeah. Juan. So we had guys that, you know, knew the system. You probably didn't even have to have a training camp, and we could have rolled it back and, you know, understood how we were supposed to play. You add some, you know, guys that were taking another step in their early careers and being a part of rotation, and things just didn't go our way. We had, you know, mixing rotations, you know, guys in different combinations early in the year, just trying to figure out what worked. And usually you can learn through winning through that. But for whatever reason, like I said, we were getting everybody's best shot because we had a championship target on our back. We were, trying to, you know, figure out who we were. And to your point, this season, this team, this identity. And, that kind of set the tone where you started, 0-8 or something like that until you finally got a win. And for us to be defending champs, celebrating a win in Houston, like it was, you know, a playoff win was kind of hilarious. But I honestly don't know. But it also doesn't give me any fear going into a playoff series that we can win. I really feel like that both can be true. But just for whatever reason, you know, it just, what are we? I don't even know what our record is. 10-9 and something.
We got a test for you coming up.
Unbelievable. Did you do that on purpose?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, boy.
I have no idea.
All right, so there's a joke between Guru and I.
It really ain't a joke.
He's like, Steiny, they're playing Minnesota on Sunday. You know, if they lose, Minnesota jumps over them. They drop to 7. I'm like, they don't know all that stuff, the players. And he goes, what are you talking about? They know exactly. I'm like, look, when we go in there Thursday, I'll bet you if I ask these guys their record, where they are and who they would play, they wouldn't know.
It. Looney was 3-3.
Looney's the only guy. Looney knew it. Looney knew it.
GP got 2.
Looney knew. You know, you guys were in 6th or whatever.
So, I didn't know we were in 6th.
40-37.
We're 40-37. So we have 10 wins on the road. Is that right?
9.
See, I overshot it.
9.
I had no clue.
You know who you'd play if the season ended today in
Sacramento.
I'll see.
Yeah, I do know.
There we go.
Would that be like a benefit to both you guys in a way? The travel, like Draymond said.
That, what they said was absolutely right.
It is.
Wow.
If you can nitpick a part of like playoff preparation and, you know, maximizing rest in between games and just the familiarity of, you know, our bus rides up there and all that, like that would be ideal. It's not saying anything about, you know, Sacramento as an opponent, but it's, he went through the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, the travel that we had to go through and back and forth and even starting on the road, most likely because we probably won't have home court advantage. Like, it'd be nice to start as close to home as possible.
Yeah. When I, like, do you, Have you ever thought of the magnitude of like what you guys are actually trying to accomplish this year? And what I mean by that is your first title was 15. This would be 2023, and you have the same core, essentially. Now, KD came for a couple, but it's still the same core. Any dynasty that you look at, there's always an iteration, a next kind of iteration. Like, that's why I'm so skeptical that you guys can do it again, because you're trying to win back-to-back titles at the back end of a dynasty. Like, it's never been done before.
What we did last year, I don't think it's been done before in terms of, you know, taking, being the, for good reason, we had two guys that were, you know, Clay had his injuries, I was hurt for a year, but we were the worst team in the league,
right,
for whatever, 50, 65 games, whatever it was. Missed the play in the next year and then ran it back with me, Draymond, Clay, Andre, and a very talented cast of characters that helped us win, and the pieces fit and it made sense. So until, like, again, until we get beat, you know, we take the skepticism and we run with it, because
that's not hating.
No,
and it's not slander.
No, it got you.
It's somebody say, like, this is what I say.
They might, the camera's right here. When you said skeptical, I was like looking, my eyes might have squinted down a little bit.
No, here's kind of where I'm coming from. Sometimes I think the fans have gotten, you know, so accustomed to you guys winning, and they're just saying, oh, no, they're going to repeat. And all I'm trying to do is say, do you realize how hard and historic it would be if they can pull this off?
Absolutely.
Like, that's all I'm, that's where
but you
I'm
think
at.
About
number
it, though, that, I guess when you ask the question about do we realize what we're trying to accomplish, winning a championship is hard. Like, it's supposed to be just winning one, let alone whatever the narrative is I'm trying to add to that. So, I guess my question, are you still taking the field?
You know what?
Look, how about this?
First of all, how do you know that?
I know everything.
Look at.
Okay, so
I'm going to be out. I'll tell you what.
He knows. You, I mean, you could be my best friend right now and bail me out with every Warrior fan who can't stand me. So, yeah, I bet him 100.
Yeah.
I took the field.
Absolutely.
But you know what? I called it off last week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
I did.
He gave me the 100.
I put $100.
I said,
I still got it.
You know why? Because, and here's why. And I'm serious. Like, I don't have to root against you guys.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be, you guys win around, and then I'm like,
you're pissed off.
Because I'd rather win the bet than see you guys win. Because I'm that competitive.
I respect it.
So now at least I can watch you guys, all right, objectively, without any kind of rooting interest. By the way, it's the, I think it's the 40th anniversary of Keith Smart's game winner in the 1987 national championship.
My guy.
Yeah, your guy.
Steph,
I was like, you stuck it to me early.
I didn't have many opportunities to hit game winners under Coach Smart, so.
And people are getting on, no, you didn't. People are getting on Jordan Poole and his turnovers, and I'm like, man, Steph was a turnover machine early in his career.
Absolutely.
Especially at the top of the floor. Keith Smart used to hate that.
He hated it. I still throw those same hook passes. I'm just a little stronger. I throw them faster.
The other one the other night was pretty nice to Clay.
Oh, that was nice.
That was nice.
Steph, he's going to call me a groupie, but I'm married. You're married. I got a wife and daughter. You only live once, and I know you got commitments, but before you dip, we got to get a photo of me, you, and Stein.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Because if I go home, if you didn't do it again, I didn't get it. Is that cool? And that's okay.
No problem.
He's going to be all you groupie.
You could have asked him that after the interview, so not everybody heard it.
That's all right.
Thanks, Steph. Appreciate it, Steph. Good luck the rest of the way,
appreciate
man.
It,
right on.
Like, I wanted the people to hear me to ask the chef. It wasn't,
that. If let's say you go to a baseball game,
right?
Like a real game, and you're a real reporter or a real journalist.
Gotcha.
Or you go to a basketball game, you have to wear a credential.
Yeah.
And on those credentials, it says, do not ask for autographs and do not ask for photos. Mm-hmm.
Right. Please.
I'm just saying.
Well, I got a special relationship with the chef.
You do. By the way.
What you got now?
Was that you blowing your nose in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you all right?
No, I think all of a sudden I'm getting some allergies. Remember how
Hey, man. Okay, good.
I'm wondering, can you get allergies as you age?
I'm glad you didn't think I was trying to make a D out of you.
I was out sick and you guys laughed at me.
No, I didn't laugh.
And since then, I'll be talking to you and I'm like, oh my God, I got to blow my Steiny. I went and got some stuff where you put it in your nostrils and you sniff it. So I'm hoping that, come on, people, medicine. But yeah, dude.
No,
so you were gauging the Richter scale on my blowing.
What kind of
medicine, he asked.
Oh, I was in there washing my hands, and the next thing you know, I felt we're having a little earthquake. Little shaker.
Oh, boy.
Thank
God I wasn't doing number two. You're one of those dudes like that.
Yeah.
Nice job,
Joe. Where the guys at?
What guys?
Willard and Dibbs.
They usually come in at 142.
Or Dwillard and Wibbs. They had a guy called and said their name back, you know. You had to be listening.
It's a Willard, drop.
Stuck it in me.
I think it's Willard, Willie and Dibbs. Dibbers and, I don't know.
It's Dillard and Wibbs, because the D is on the Dillard.
Hey, you know what?
No.
What you got?
You shook his hand yesterday, Steph's.
Yeah. So did you?
No, I just gave him the fist.
Yeah, he put the hand out.
And you're sick.
Who's sick?
You said you were sick just
a month ago.
I tell you what.
Dude,
better not get sick.
Dude, a month ago.
Could you imagine?
When I missed it Thursday.
Could you imagine?
Don't go Shaq on Larry
Curry's
David.
Questionable
where he
on
slips
Sunday.
He trips Shaq and he gets hurt.
Flu like symptoms.
Yes.
You guys are bad. That's who you really are at heart, man.
Non COVID illness.
Look how Steiny thinks. Oh, act like I'm just a regular guy from Reading, PA. But you really like. You're writing that, yeah.
He's listed as probable. There's a chance.
He said he thought there was an earthquake. Wow. Pretty good, man.
How you holding up today, though, by the way?
I'm hanging. I'm fighting for my life. It was a long day yesterday. Like, we had a party to go to after. Then I went to another one, the Pepper Tree.
Oh.
I was day drinking.
Oh, good Lord. Are you,
Rutherford said hello.
Well, we're coming out to... Payday Friday today, baby.
Oh,
excited?
Not me. I'm a boy. Your boy is.
Wait, what?
I am done. I am headed straight to the Heezy. Yep, the hut, the palace, the lab. I'm not looking
Are
at
you, serious?
You. I am done. I was with you all day yesterday. I am, well, Evan. I
no,
love you.
Weren't.
Dude, I went hard in the paint last night. I went in my horn. Speaking of that pitcher.
Yeah, so you don't play back to backs?
No, not today.
So you're Clay?
Yeah, Clay's playing back-to-back.
Seriously, you're not coming out today?
Yeah, Steiny. Yesterday was. Yep.
See?
I don't even want to talk about it.
You were so giddy.
I am leaving here. That's why I asked for Willard and Dibbs early. I'm hanging. But you would never know because I give you my all.
707, Steiny and Guru, is there some reason why during the Curry interview you didn't ask him about the punch? And the impact it had on the team.
I think I said
six
that might have been off air. No.
No, you were afraid.
No, I brought it up. I said, what you got?
I mean,
let's be honest. Tell the people we didn't have the 30 minutes that we normally get with them.
What would the question be? Did the punch set you guys back?
I asked Looney about the punch. I asked Looney about the punch.
He didn't like that at all.
Stop.
He's hot.
What about, I told him, his hair long. He used to be weighed up like goo. He got long hair, man.
This is Kevon Looney.
There you go.
Oh, we also told Looney about how we say he changes flat tires.
makes
change for a dollar.
Like, when did you get that? Was that off the top?
Of course.
Or did you? I think you write stuff down. I'm going to start with this joke.
No. Well, I mean, I used to. Early in my career.
A good comedian, but
I'm a pretty good ad-libber, I think. I can ad-lib.
But now sometimes the Wi-Fi is shut off, and we have dead air like we did today a little bit.
Dead air is dead air, but what I'm saying is, you know, I remember kind of way back in the day being a little like you, you know, in awe of a professional athletes. But that, I can tell you.
Because I say the chef.
The good news is.
That's a bad boy.
If you stay in this business for another decade, that should wear off. You're fawning.
Dude, please. Guru on that interview, LMAO. What's that mean?
LMO?
LMAO.
Laughing
my ass off.
Yeah.
What did you say? LMO.
I know what it is. Don't try to change the subject. You, in the middle of his answer, said, "The chef!"
That I did.
That's... And he recoiled. He recoiled.
That's our guy, Stoney.
Nah, he's a great
Should
guy.
Do a barbecue something. We throw
somebody saying, Steiny Guru, you guys should do an interview with Steph every 3 months.
It's becoming a thing, though.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Next time, maybe in his crib, we'll come out.
He's got another thing or two to do, though.
No doubt.
He's got some other commitments.
He had commitments yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
You didn't see Raymond do the wind up, wrap it up, so I had to go in for the pitcher. I was like, I had to go in.
I wish you wouldn't have done that.
Well, the cameraman, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Look.
Yeah, look.
Everybody relax.
All right. Yeah. We got to get to break. Willard and Dibley coming in next. I got to believe. Oh, no, they're not coming in next. See, I blew it, too. I butchered it. We got a 10-minute segment.
Yep.
Then they're going to come in, and I'm sure they will give us bad grades on yesterday on 95.7 The Game.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The only thing Curry's got on me is a better handicap in golf.
I know everything.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, changeover coming up in 10 minutes with Dibs and Willard. Man, do we do anything right in Dibley's eyes?
Yeah.
Anything.
What about Willard sending the text message? Do I say what he said?
What did he say?
Guru had a Currygasm. Why would you laugh?
That wasn't me.
I needed you to have my back.
And then I didn't see that.
And Evan with the four.
Oh, so, there he is. No, he called it a Steph-gasm.
Steph. Yeah. Of course I'm messing up.
Anyway, I did. People were incredible. And Evan,
Dib said we went soft.
I know, he can.
Okay.
He can say. He's got 4 hours.
You talk to Kerr. We'll handle the shit.
Evan, so these guys thought I did something incredulous and crazy yesterday.
Who's they?
You, the young people. Right. You and Dickinson and Whitley.
What happened?
So, you know me. I try to live the right way. I do right by people. Be fair. Be honest.
I'll sign off on that.
Matt Steinmetz. But, there's some things that are harmless in life. All right, so.
Where is this going?
We go into the party yesterday. And as you're walking in the door, it was a company party, they gave everybody an envelope.
Yeah.
And in the envelope were two drink tickets.
Okay.
And a Starbucks.
I'm not in the group you're thinking of.
And a Starbucks, $5 or $10 card.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, wow.
Gets two drink tickets and a...
Yeah.
All right, well...
I used mine.
Yeah, well, so did I. I used mine in about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And so I just walked back to the front and said, my buddy Daryl didn't get his envelope when he walked
off
in.
On you. Wow. So that's me at the movie theater paying for one, watching
said,
five.
Yeah, can I give it to Daryl?
Oh, man.
that's harmless.
Nah, for you, but the real Steiny with that was, you cheated the system yesterday.
No, I did not.
And you told a full-fledged lie.
Now, that may be true.
Wow.
Wait, what is a full-fledged lie?
That you're getting it for Daryl.
Oh, actually, I said JD.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, I'll tell you what. So, we got the drink tickets. What's that tell you, people? The drinks are free. But there's this fishbowl right there on the counter where you get to drink. I looked in it. Ones, fives. Guess what I put in there?
50 cents.
20. Your boy put a 20 in. Steiny, on my kids.
Let me
guess. I put a $20 bill.
And let me guess, it was part of my 100 that I gave you on
it
Monday.
It don't matter where that's at.
No, it matters.
Steph asked about it. Do I still have it?
He did.
Yeah.
He couldn't believe it.
I was like, hey, Steph,
it.
Get out of my pocket.
Steph couldn't believe he took it.
Is that what you got from that?
No, he told me after.
Listen, anyway, I put the 20 in there because I knew I was coming back. You know what I mean? Wasn't just going to be the two tickets. Other people offered me free drink tickets. I helped them out.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
I'm a big tipper, man. I'm growing. Yeah, we know.
You know, I told you about my big tip, right? Stop.
Did you put something in the bottle? Did you tip?
I didn't.
Fidangling and getting
free. Actually, I did throw five in.
Yeah.
But it's one. It was a nice party. It was a nice party.
JD, you know, was a little disappointed in a lot of people.
Why? Because we didn't drive an hour and 15 minutes to go with him back to Walnut Creek.
He wanted
Creek.
To treat his 100. He won the bingo $100. He wanted to treat.
Okay.
I said.
That treat would have
included. JD, I'm your boy's hanging.
Okay, I'm going to need an Uber ride to Walnut Creek and an Uber ride back to
that'd
Oakland.
That's $300.
Thank
yeah.
you.
That's crazy.
JD.
Oh, this show is. We have been off the track, Jack.
See, I don't. The boss came in and broke a mic.
That's.
Oh, I'm snitching. There goes my raise. Snitches 11 get stitches.
11 Kings have played in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
You really think you want the Kings?
What if I tell you this? Not the important ones that I wish they had it. Like De'Aaron Fox, this will be his
first.
Oh,
Harrison Barnes. Yeah, he has no role for
the Black Falcon.
He has no role for the Kings.
He made an appearance yesterday.
You know who else? I think they just demoted him to the 12th man, a guy named Sabonis.
Oh, I love Sabonis.
Oh, it's funny. He's got playoff experience.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're saying watch out, Kings.
I'm just saying the idea that they're going to be wide-eyed might be a little overstated. Yeah.
I cannot wait, Matt. And
for
I can't
what?
Wait. What can't I want the card, the bracket to play out. I want to know. I want everybody to know where they're at. And I know you do, too.
Well, there's a game tonight.
It'll be a game tomorrow night.
Exactly.
Yeah. Next Sunday, it's over, though.
By the way, I got a question for Warrior fans. Where's that Minnesota-LA game? It's in Minnesota.
Minnesota, yes, tonight.
The Lakers at Minnesota.
Man.
At Minnesota, who do you want if you're a Warrior fan? Lakers at Minnesota.
I think they're two bad matchups for the Warriors. Minnesota's got size in the Lakers, obviously.
Well, then you want one team to fall out completely, don't you?
Which is not going to happen. Both are trending up.
Well, let me see.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Stoney, those are two thorn. Like,
let
I don't
me
want.
See.
But the Warriors, I don't think, are in danger of playing either one of those teams in the first round.
Well, they might have to play one of them in a play-in.
Well, no, you going there.
Right now, the Lakers are 9 and the
half game behind,
and the T-Wolves are 7, but yep. Lakers win tonight. They're
this will be the first time all season they're one game over. They're looking good, Steiny.
Man, here's sentiment. Here's some sentiment I've never heard before.
Uh-oh. Text line or YouTube?
Text line, Comcast Business. One of the worst moves the Warriors ever did was get rid of the Black Falcon. I mean, one of the luckiest things that ever happened to the Warriors was Harrison Barnes turned down a 4-year, $64 million contract before the season, before the 73-win season.
That's heavy. What are you saying with that?
I'm saying they don't get Durant if Harrison Barnes would have re-signed.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Barnes became a free agent and was like, oh, God, how's he? He gave up 64? He gave up, and I think he got 90.
Yeah. And that was from who originally? Where'd he go as soon as he left here?
Sack, I think, didn't he?
No.
Yeah, I thought it was Dallas.
Dallas, there you go.
Was it?
Yeah. Well, he's been on the. Yeah. Good job, E. Young Evan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let me ask you this. Just try to take recency bias out of it. Who'd you rather have? Actually, they're kind of. Harrison Barnes or Andrew Wiggins?
I already got my answer, and I'm being real.
Back
you know,
Wiggins.
Yeah. Andrew from East.
Of course, because he's a Warrior now. Evan?
Dude, that's pretty good.
Do I get Andrew Wiggins from the finals of last year?
You get their whole career.
The whole career.
So, in other words, 7/8 of underachieving.
Come on, E.
No, I'm taking the guy who's been a number one. I'm taking Andrew Wiggins.
No doubt. And I think he's better than Harrison Barnes, Donnie.
Harrison Barnes might have got him in college, but not in the pros.
Okay.
The Black Falcon.
Because I think, what if I would have asked you that question the day before Wiggins was traded to the Warriors.
I still would have took Wiggins.
See, I don't know if I would have at that point.
I think there's a big segment of fans that would take Wiggins just because of how Barnes finished.
You're holding his failures or Minnesota not doing anything
against him?
Yeah.
Why not?
But just as a player, though, I think he's got more skill set.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I'm just saying, at the time he got traded, maybe Harrison Barnes. Like, before Wiggins got to the Warriors, I think if you asked 10 NBA people, who's a better defender, Harrison Barnes or Wiggins, they would all say Barnes.
And I don't deny that.
The year before the Warriors.
I don't deny that.
The year before the Warriors.
I don't disagree with it.
I mean, people were killing Wiggins' defense. But yes, I would take Wiggins.
Hey, how serious are you taking the Clippers if they get Paul George back?
I'm assuming they will get Paul George back.
They ain't going to be no easy out.
Let me tell you who you want.
I can't wait for this answer.
The Dallas Mavericks are just fish right now.
Well, they're a game out of OKC. There's one game above.
Care. I don't care. I don't care.
We need Luka and Kyrie in the play at least.
No, we don't. Give me... No!
Give you what?
Like,
Diddy?
You act as though they're
Giddy,
draws.
Diddy. Give me Giddy.
They're not draws. They're not exciting. Dallas is a snooze fest.
The three-pointers they shoot.
Oh,
and
boy,
Luka,
that's exciting.
And Kyrie is just Uncle Drew.
Monte Ellis or Jordan Poole. That's actually a really good one. I'm not going to answer that. Who's the Warrior now? Jordan Poole, then. He's better. That's how you answer questions.
Wow.
Because you...
Pistani.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's one of your other friends.
No, it's you.
Monte had a lot on his shoulders, though.
He had everything on his shoulders. But he had a Warrior tattoo.
He ruled the world.
I love that, man.
Shout out, Nas.
I was so hurt when he left.
He didn't leave. He got traded.
But he left. Right? He was gone.
Why do I do that?
Yeah. What's in your name?
You know, I am an ass. Yeah. I just
can't believe you in the drink tickets, though.
Mm.
Like, why? I'm rubbing off on you straight.
Well, then I went up to, what's her name? Up in HR, Karen, who I know doesn't drink. I got her,
Well, I had three young ladies come offer me their tickets. I'm like, what would make them think I drink? Seriously.
Who?
I don't snitch.
I know.
But it was nice gestures.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Took all three. Woo! All six.
All right, we got to go.
Yeah.
And changeover next. Mm-hmm. I'm going to heaven, no doubt about it. I'm a good guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.